The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seats on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things, whatever they tell you. But do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens and hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. This verse in Matthew 23, which we just heard in the Gospel, is often used by non-Catholics to accuse us of being unbiblical, because what do you call me? Father. And they say, "Oh, but then look, the Gospel says here that call nobody on earth your father. So you Catholics, you're horrible people." Context is always key whenever we read certain scriptures, because whenever we cherry pick Bible verses, we get ourselves in trouble and is a source of heresy. But our Lord here obviously is not speaking by simply that word title, Father. Otherwise, what do we call our dads? He also says, do not call people teachers or doctors or rabbis, which is what the other verses as well say. But our Lord is using hyperbole and exaggeration to make a point. Pride. Pride is the killer of the spiritual life. Pride, this elevation of the ego, which our Lord here says, when he calls out the Pharisees and the scribes who love, again, to love places of honor and banquets. They love the highest places. They love it when you see them in marketplaces. They love the puffing up of the ego. The key to grow in holiness, and the key in any relationship of love, is always, always humility. There is no love without humility. Today, the church remembers Saint Rose of Lima, the 16th century saint. The contemporaries of her time period say that Saint Rose was a stunningly, physically beautiful woman. And like many women of that, with that gift, they attract a lot of attention, especially from suitors. But Saint Rose didn't care about any of that attention. She didn't care about physical beauty, because as we all know, physical beauty and the things of this world are all fading. It's not permanent. And so we have to build our lives on something that lasts. It is said that Saint Rose would take pepper, and she would rub her face with this pepper in order to create rashes on her face. So then that way she wouldn't be as stunning and radiant, because she understood this principle of the spiritual life. The greatest will be your servant, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. That, my friends, is the path of holiness. and the path of love.